Parliament is set to debate today the first ever State of the Nation address that was delivered by newly elected President Cyril Ramaphosa last week. Ramaphosa has promised strong action against corruption in his maiden SONA. During his address on Friday, he took a clear, firm stance on his plans to end corruption at state institutions and state-owned enterprises, as well as the private sector. Those who got in the way would be dealt with, he said. He added that in 2018, he would turn the tide of corruption in the public institutions and said the criminal justice institutions have been taking initiative that will enable them to deal effectively with corruption. At this, Economic Freedom Fighters MPs, led by Julius Malema, started chanting ACE, aimed at African National Congress Secretary General and Free State Premier Ace Magashule, who has been embroiled in the Frieda Dairy Farm Project investigation. SA law enforcement agencies are closing the net on AJ Gupta and others accused of corruption in the Estina Dairy Farm Project in Frieda, the police minister has said. Minister Fikile Mbalula, in an interview with SABC TV, said that a back and forth with Gupta's lawyers led to the red alert on the Indian National. He said AJ Gupta is one of the five being sought. The Hawks approached his lawyers. They've been playing cat and mouse, going back and forth, and you don't do that with the law. Mbalula said of the 13 suspects in the Estina Farm Project, 8 had been arrested in the Free State and Johannesburg. He said police were working with Interpol and believed the suspects were in China, Dubai and India. He added that there are no untouchables and if you are found to have something to do like that, you must come to book. The arrest came after the search and seizure operations executed by the Hawks at the Agriculture Department and the offices of the Premier Ace Magashule. And then human-sheep hybrids have been created by scientists for the first time, opening the door to organs being grown inside the farmyard animals for use in transplants or to cure diabetes. A team at Stanford University successfully grew embryos inside a surrogate for 3 weeks, which had both sheep and human cells. It is in the first stage towards growing an unlimited supply of human organs for transplants and even providing a cure for type 1 diabetes, the Telegraph reports. The next step is to implant human stem cells into sheep embryos, which have been genetically modified so that they cannot grow a pancreas, in the hope that human DNA will find it the missing code. If successful, a human pancreas should appear inside the animal's body. The team is about to apply for permission from regulators to lengthen their experiment to 70 days to see if the human cells really can create an organ. Your top story at this hour, Parliament is set to debate today the first ever State of the Nation address that was delivered by newly elected President Cyril Ramaphosa last week. Reach IFM News via email at news@ifm.co.za.